carpet.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Welcome back to the Goscast with myself, Alexandra Ryan, and Kendra, editor-in-chief Kendra Becker. Kendra Becker, are your new name?
Retired, lads.
Retired. We had the Goss birthday party last night.
Yeah.
12 years of business.
Woo!
Yeah, it's wild. Isn't that statistic fascinating that I was saying that 20% of all businesses fail in the first year? And 50% in the first 5 years. It used to be like 90% of all businesses. When I started Goss, 90% of all businesses failed in the first year. Mm. And I remember that being said to me many a time.
Because isn't it like until you're at 10 years, you're still considered a startup?
Five.
So that's obviously why.
Yeah, they say like it takes 5 years. Now, see, I think it's so distorted though in Ireland in the last couple of years, or worldwide with the whole influencer stuff, because a lot of people are making and creating these like million euro turnover companies in the space of like 9 or 10 months. But that's not normal.
Yeah.
That's because they already have customers.
A platform. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you obviously have a platform and you've like 200,000 followers, let's say you've 200,000 customers.
Mm.
Whereas like a normal basic startup company is a company that has no customers.
Yeah.
And their job is to create something that customers need and demand. Mm-hmm. They say that like every business should solve a problem. So there has to be a problem out there that you're fixing. So for me, when I set up Goss, there was no entertainment websites in Ireland at all. There was nothing.
Yeah.
And if anyone wanted to read about like Ryan Tuberty, or like especially Irish celebs, I remember thinking you'd have to buy the newspaper.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they literally didn't report on it. The Irish Independent had like an entertainment section, but it'd be about like Victoria Beckham and stuff. Mm. Like it was really hard to get Irish content. So the problem I was solving was that people would get Irish content way more often, very, very quickly, and that the whole site would only be entertainment. So that's what that problem was. But now I think with influencer-led businesses, it's more, they are definitely solving problems too. But there's also the side of it where it's like people just love them and want to be them and they want to wear what they're wearing.
Yeah.
So like for clothing brands, for example, I think if you have a really high following and you have a good style, like it's, you can really set up something.
Well, we're lucky people wanted the Goss.
People still want the Goss now, 12 years on. Do you have any good memories over the 12 years, Kendra? Any ones that stick out?
I was trying to think, like there's obviously loads, but I really, something like that really sticks out in my mind is 2023 Gossies, the circus theme.
Oh, the circus theme when Maura Higgins came.
Mm. That was just so good.
Oh, no, wait, did Maura come to Fire and Ice?
Yeah, no,
Maura came to Fire and Ice.
Was she not at the circus?
No, she was at Fire and Ice because the photos of me in a red dress.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's when the first year we got the Cold Spark fireworks.
Why did I think that?
Don't know. The very first, so you're thinking of 2022 Gossies. The 22 Gossies was the first time we ever went to the convention center.
Yeah.
No, 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 it was Fire and Ice. You're getting confused.
Oh.
Fire and Ice was our comeback Gossies. After our online Gossies, we came back with Fire and Ice and we took over the convention center for the first time
Yes. And Lucy Kennedy was our host.
Yes.
And then it was Wirren the next year.
Yes.
Yes.
And for that, we had Maura Higgins flying into that.
Yeah.
And it was Fire and Ice 2022.
Yeah. I loved that Gossies. I loved those two Gossies. They were both very good.
Yeah.
I think I loved the circus theme.
Oh, the circus theme is probably my favorite theme because of the amount of work and effort that went into it and like how circusy it really was. And we were in the convention center, which is such a huge space. I remember not loving the Fire and Ice year in convention center decor wise and stuff though, because it was our first time there. It was very hard to fill that room. But for circus we really filled it. I remember we had the bunting in the ceilings and like
and we had the like what do you call them, the aerial people.
Yeah, that was all 2023.
That was amazing.
That was 2023, yeah. 2022, though, was our comeback one. And I do remember feeling like it was such a huge moment because we were the first awards back after COVID.
Yeah.
And we were the only awards that took place during COVID. So I remember when people were there, it was just like, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't been here. Like, our last Gossies had been in the Mansion House in 2020, two weeks before lockdown, basically. It was right before lockdown kicked off. So yeah, that's when you're
those 2 years. But I think, it was probably the 2022 one when Maura was there.
Yeah.
I remember after that being like, oh my God, that was
And 2023, unreal. The circus one, that's when Ek and Sue and Davide
yes,
were there.
Yes, yeah. So we really followed it up.
Yeah, no, the circus scene was definitely one of my favorites.
And I loved that we had like the Britney Spears circus song as like our kind of theme as well.
Yeah.
It was just so good.
Yeah, it was a really good year. I really liked the theme this year, the Under the Sea. I'm very excited about next year's theme too.
It's very good.
It's very good.
I would say it definitely is on par with circus.
the next year's
theme. As in, it's that good.
Yeah, because it's going to be so good. It's going to be so easy to do it. What else did I like? I like the themes. What about celebs you met? Because we had photos printed out all around the venue last night, and like every second photo was Kendra with the celeb. It was so cute. Looking about 11 in all of them.
What ones? Graham Norton was pretty good. Yeah. And he's exactly
You're one
who
of the only journalists I know that has a photo with Graham as well. Like, he's not one to take many selfies. Yeah.
He was really nice. Like, he was exactly what you would want him to be.
Yeah.
He was just cool, really nice.
And also,
nice.
I feel like you and Liam Cunningham are just best friends.
We are connected.
Yeah.
Like, we have a soul bond. Because I always see him at the IFTAs.
Yeah.
And I just love him. I always love chatting to him. It's like you're chatting to a friend.
I know.
Who else do I love? Pierce Brosnan was really cool. Cillian Murphy, the two questions I shouted at him. Still
you
counts.
Screamed at him. Still counts.
Who else? Kyle Richards. I've said that before.
Oh, that's you love Kyle.
Up there. And like, I did a really long interview with her because it was over Zoom.
Yeah.
So I got like 15 minutes with her,
was
which
amazing.
Was really cool.
I love Kyle.
What
about Kathy Griffin? Was that a moment? I can't remember. Were you a fan of her?
Yeah.
You got a selfie with her.
Yeah, I took a picture with her. Your man from Line of Duty as well, Adrian Dunbar.
Oh my god, yeah.
And I was like,
we were
really
so obsessed with the show
Line
at the time.
Yeah. So we were like, oh my god, Ben Cooper.
It's so funny sometimes the people that stand out because it's to do with like, you know, something you're really into.
Yeah.
Like the fact that I got like starstruck seeing Gunther from Drive to Survive / yeah. F1. But then like I could be sitting beside Bono and I'd be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I've met him so many times. True. I'm like, hey, Bono, how are you?
Yeah.
It's so funny, isn't it? Like the things. What about, I'm trying to think what else that stick out to you over the years. Any stories that you broke?
Stories that we broke.
Did you break the Niall Horan one?
The Niall Horan one, yeah.
That he was on Raya.
That he was on Raya and that he had split
he
up from, who was he with at the time? Hayley Steinfeld.
Yes, Hayley Steinfeld. Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's how long ago that was.
Yeah, that was ages
One of
ago.
My top moments is Jamie Dornan holding Agassi, accepting his award for best actor over at an Oscars party. And I basically, we didn't go to the Oscars that year. I sent someone over instead. And I said to her, I don't care if you don't even fucking ask him a question. You hand him the Gossy Award because we want to play it at the Gossies. And I want him just to accept it. And like, we had to like edit around it so much because he did kind of pose it and was like, oh, great. But then he also was like, kind of, what's this? And apparently the agent literally took it off and straight away. But we still to this day have footage of him being like, oh, thanks. Great. A Gossy.
We were like, they honestly probably threw it in the bin after like, we don't know.
I also loved in 2020 when Cillian Murphy won for Best Actor and he released a statement. His agent got onto us after just being like, can you make sure that the Gossy is sent to the offices, the production offices. We were like, oh, okay. So people really do like care. I think people think that the Gossies are a bit gassed and a bit of crack, and they are.
They are, yeah.
But there is also like a real genuine feeling of like validation when people get a Gossy Award, especially the newcomer award. Like it's literally changed people's careers. Like I can definitely say that. Like up and coming TikTokers, up and coming social media stars. It's very, very hard to crack legacy media, like actual serious newspapers, magazines, TV. And while Goss is digital, we are seen as legacy because I come from legacy media. So when we write about people, newspapers do suddenly take note. And I do think with the newcomer category, if we've nominated someone there, they normally end up having a really strong year after that.
I will say as well, like speaking of like standout moments, really, every single Women of the Year is always like, you just feel so good after it.
It's definitely the,
and people
one of the
are
best
so
things.
Like thankful and grateful to be there.
And that was really such good. A change in direction for us. But that's one of the best things I've ever done. That was like my little pet project. I was like, we have to do these awards. Very different for what an entertainment news website would be about. But I love that.
What's
those
your
awards.
Like standout moment, do you think?
I don't know. I think some of mine are probably earlier days. Like I had it in my Instagram post, but I remember when I was like driving to Tipperary, I stopped off in some random radio or some random, sorry, news shop or something. And I heard on the news and the radio station, some random radio station be like, oh, and according to Goss.ie, and I remember being like,
yeah,
oh my God, people read Goss. I was like, what the fuck? Like I knew people in Dublin read it because I was already in the industry, but I remember being like, and then when I went to the first Oscars, and like, I didn't know if I'd ever be able to go to the Oscars again because I was first there for the Mail.
Yeah.
So I was like, when I start gossip, people give a shit. And then going there the first year, I was beside E! News and Access Hollywood. And it was like an E! News sign, Access Hollywood sign, and a Goss.ie sign. And I was like, this is mental. And every time we go to the Oscars, when I see our name, I think I'm always like, oh my God, this is crazy that like we're international.
We are like that in general. Like even still when people are like, oh yeah, like I read that on Goss or I love Goss.
I know.
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, and I love, if I've ever spotted someone on their phone on Goss 2, I've seen that a few times. Yeah, and I like, love seeing that so much. What else are my key moments? Definitely the first ever Gossies, because there was so much pushback against it at the time in that people thought it was a stupid idea.
Yeah.
And people didn't think anyone would go. I remember people in the industry, like PR people, saying to me, this is going to never work. Like, you know, and I organized that, if you remember, in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I was like, let's do it. And UTV Ireland ended up being our partner and filmed and broadcast the entire awards. The amount of celebs that came that year.
I know.
Dahi, and like, Rosanna, to think about it,
like, the room was actually quite small.
Only fit 120.
Yeah.
But that used to be the numbers for like the VIPs and stuff when they were in the Shelburne. So I remember thinking the 120 was like fine. Twink came with her dog.
Yeah.
Do you remember? And the coverage we got, Vogue Williams hosted, how iconic is that? And she was like posing
with the
award.
That was like on the cusp of her like big success as well.
Yeah.
It was right before she met Spencer.
Right before Spencer. Yeah. She did 2 of the years. But I remember just being like, it was the first time I kind of felt like I was starting to prove people wrong, because everyone always thought Goss was going to fail. And when it got covered everywhere, it was in all the newspapers on UTV Ireland, I think people were kind of like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, she actually did what she said she was going to do. And then that was the first proper year I went to the Oscars with Goss as well. So around that was 2016, or maybe did I go to the Oscars in 2015 as well? But anyway, I remember 2016, that kind of being a big turning point, that like the Gossies had been out there. We were in LA that time. That's when we interviewed like Emily Ratajkowski. We met like Kate Blanchett, Quentin Tarantino. That's the year that the year before, 2015. Do you remember I went 1 year and I met Adrian Grenier and Selena Gomez and everything?
That was right before I started.
So was that 2014 then? Oh, 2015.
No, it
was
2015. I started in September 2015.
So yeah, that was a really good Oscars year as well. So like, kind of the earlier days, I suppose, are probably what stick out to me. But every year, like whenever, like I think was it last year, BBC Radio did a segment on the Gossies and I was like,
yeah, that was cool.
So I think my moments are about recognition from other places. That means a lot to me when people are like, oh my god, the Gossies, or even when I see like a local newspaper saying that, like, you know, Donegal man, like Eric Roberts, nominated for national award, I'm like, oh my god. And then stories, why, I mean, like, I always love seeing the numbers grow on the Instagram, the fact that we're the most followed on TikTok, the TikTok e-commerce store that we're about to launch, like that's a really big moment as well. There's obviously like, so many things though.
We're getting 100 million impressions a month at the moment.
But when I was looking through the photos the other day, because you know me, I'm so shit at being like, I'm so great. I was looking back at the photos the other day and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, what haven't I tried here? Because remember, we launched like Goss Girl, a separate website.
Yeah.
And we launched LA Goss, and I moved there for like 6 weeks. Like, when I look back at the things I have done to like keep the company going, mental. We did podcasts way before a podcast was a thing. Like back in like 2019, we had the Gosscast and we had Perez Hilton on it. Like, so many, when I look back, I'm like, Jesus, that's nuts. New York Fashion Weeks that we've done, the Oscars. I feel like only in the last like 2 or 3 years, because of influencers, people are starting to be like, oh my god, that person's over there or doing this. But I'm like, we've been doing this for like 12 years.
Yeah.
We've been at the craziest things and fought our way into like red carpets and rooms that like people would never be able to get to.
Fake it till you make it kind of stuff.
So like, yeah, that is mad. But yeah, I'm trying to think, is there anything else stand out? One of our biggest stories we ever did, which was before you started, Kendra, was this story we found in like an Australian newspaper clipping. And it was
about
like Jamie Dornan.
Oh, no, I think I was
Were you
there.
Just started at that time? It was like Jamie Dornan, what was the article? It was going to walk away from the next Fifty Shades movie.
Yeah.
And it literally got like a million views and his agent had to come out and deny it and everything. Oh, maybe that's why he didn't want the Gossie.
He's like my enemies.
I remember being like, oh my god, that was huge. And I remember in the early days, like if things went viral, it was very obviously viral because we were one of the only publications on social media. Mm-hmm. So like, I remember other publications being like, oh, for fuck's sake, like being pissed off about it if we had a story that like went viral. Back in the Facebook days, like when Facebook, you actually got the views on Facebook, you could see like there'd be 10,000 comments on it and stuff like that. Like it was wild. But yeah, there's loads of...
Yeah, because I remember when I started, Facebook was actually our biggest platform.
All we really did was Facebook.
And we had only just started the Instagram.
Everyone thought it was so weird that I was like, let's do Instagram. I was like, no, Instagram is the future. And everyone else was like, what? And now it's like our biggest channel. Isn't it crazy?
What do you think are like the lowest points?
Jesus, probably can't talk about any of that on here.
I know,
for legal
reasons. We were actually only saying yesterday, like, if we had cameras follow us around, it would be so entertaining, but we couldn't air it.
Couldn't air half of it.
We would be so.
I know, I was saying to Kendra, I wanted to do a day in the life yesterday, but so many things went wrong during the day. I was like, I actually can't film this. I'm going to come across like a psycho, just being like, fuck's sake. So, low moments that I can speak about, I'm trying to think. Well, I've talked about it before, like some of the birthdays and the gossies and stuff, that like I literally slept in the beanbag in the office a few times because I had no money to get home from the office. They were pretty low moments. So like probably money wise, there were definitely moments in the early days where it was just such a struggle to get paid from people. I mean, it's still a struggle now.
Yeah.
But back then it was a lot harder. And then you had to
like just pretend like everything was fine.
Yeah, because we were such a new business and like people were really, really doubtful of Goss, I remember, at the start. I had to kind of make out. Like, I remember at the very beginning going to like an event and people were like, how many people work for you? And at this moment in time, I think I only had two interns. And I was like, six or something? I can't remember. They're like, no way.
With a random
number. I was just coming up with numbers because I was like, what am I meant to say? It's just me. Like, I was like, I have to say something. So yeah, there was a lot of faking it till you make it. Trying to think, is there any other low moments that can be discussed? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot of highs and lows. It is hard because, like, especially in being the face of a company that, like, does a lot of events and stuff. Like, say if you, like, have something personal going on, but you still have to show up and be like, hey, like, everything's
like
grand.
The Gossies this year.
Yeah. Like, that is tough.
Yeah.
Like, with a normal 9-to-5, you know, you go to work and you're sitting at your desk and, like, that's
Oh, grand. But sure, as you know, like, let me think. At least two of the worst breakups I've ever had have happened the week of an event.
Boy,
not just
the
Gossies. Do you remember the Women of the Year? The first Women of the Year?
Yeah.
That was one of the worst breakups I'd ever been through. And it happened that week. And do you remember I had to do it then? And I remember just being like, so like, I don't want to fucking do this. And then I was like, hey!
The timing is always just so
so
bad.
Poor. I haven't liked those moments. But I suppose they're not technically work-related. It's more that I had to just keep it fucking going.
But it is hard to like have to put on a brave face and be like, everything's grand, when really you
when you're fronting a lot of things. Yeah, for sure. I think it's the same with influencers too. Like when they have to do content, they're like, oh, go buy a Central Roll, but they could have just been dumped, or like their mom is sick, or like it is that's not fun. But no, I think business in general is just filled with highs and lows. I don't think people actually understand though what it's like. I think people do think it's just like you have loads of money and you pick your own hours and like life is great, but it's like so much harder than working for someone else.
Yeah. And even like if you're not particularly in media, like even if you just run events, you kind of know that you kind of need to be a bit scrappy in a way and like, you know, know how to get your hands dirty.
It's so funny, when Kendra first started, gosh, she was so shy and so quiet. And over the years now, it's just like when things happen, I'm like, word for word, what I would say, you'd be like, hang on a sec. I'm like, oh my God.
No, it does teach you to not fucking take shit from people though.
But Olivia's the same, who's in the room now. I said this to her when she started, I was like, you will realize that people are bullshitters and a lot of people are not nice people.
Yeah.
And you can't trust people and people will let you down. And it's only like in the last few months she said to me, she's like, I'm starting to realize you cannot take people for their words.
No, the things
that go on, and you have to be able to stand up for yourself and call stuff out.
So
there's so much that goes on with it, but wouldn't change a thing. Love my little pink offices and our pink vibes and our pink parties. It is literally like what I dreamed of when I was a child, like playing with my Barbies.
And you have to take a moment to like appreciate that as well. It is hard in the day-to-day when you're dealing with fucking, you know, stuff every
day. Always like, sure, let's get to the next thing that was shite. But you know, Joe, one of the years as well that I thought was a good one was, do you remember the Gossies in 2018 when Nikki and Georgina came?
Yes, I remember.
it was such a big deal that we got them. And I remember in terms of the industry, there was a lot of feedback that year that everyone was like, oh
yeah,
like
it's not 2017. I think it was, and it was in the Radisson Blue.
It was the first Radisson one then, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so Vogue hosted it. Nikki was there.
Yeah.
Suzanne Jackson was there. I remember there was a few people that hadn't been before.
That was the year Deirin hosted, actually.
That was 2018 then.
Yeah. No, it was 2017, because 2018, I missed that one.
No, but 16, no, that's 19. You always get us confused. So 16 and 17 were Vogue.
Okay.
18 was Deirin, 19 was James Kavanagh. You missed the James Kavanagh.
Yes.
Yeah. I do think it was 2018. Yeah. Because that was, remember, we had the offer to sell the company in 2017. the Christmas of 2017. And then I was kind of like, if I made a bad choice by walking away. But then we had the best Gossies ever, which was 2018. So yes. It was 2018. But anyway, I remember sitting at the table with Nikki. Mm-hmm. And the awards were just going on or whatever. And I remember he just like stopped and turned to me. And he was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. He was like, Did you just dream of this since you were a child? He was like, literally everyone who's anyone is in the room tonight. Because we loads of 2FM people there at your and stuff as well.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is literally the best awards like I've ever been to. Like, did you just... And then I was like, oh my God, yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah. And remember that was the year Keith Walsh was like, this is like the Irish Brits.
And it's the year my mom and my sister got me a little cake, do you remember?
Yeah,
and
they
like presented it with me. So yeah, I remember as well from my parents' point of view, because they were like, what the fuck are you doing? Because I was literally like left this job and they could only see like a website blog style thing. But then when they came to the Gossies, they were like, oh.
Makes sense.
The Gossies have been such a key part. But I agree with you that the Women of the Year is just so...
It's so different.
On another level. And the Beauty Awards are so fun and so good too. And that's really giving a lot back. And I love working with Blanche, doing all the Blanche events.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's countless things.
Many things.
And the lesson is just keep going and fuck the haters. Don't listen to negativity and just keep going. Fake it till you make it, basically. But yeah, sorry, do you have any hot takes before we kickstart our topics today?
Hot takes.
You can't speak today.
Once again, I'm very tired.
I wish the weather had been nicer yesterday.
I don't know if that's a hot take,
but like it was a bit windy, like and a bit grey.
What's my hot take?
Hot take is that hen parties are so fun.
Oh yeah,
I had a great hen party over the weekend. Aoife Walsh's hen party. It was actually
great hen party
so
when
fun.
The bride is a good bride.
Good bride. Easygoing bride. Not a bridezilla. She was actually such an easygoing bride. Oh my God. Because you'd expect some kind of like, can you take that photo again? You know, you'd see her hen, but she wasn't like that at all. She was the most easygoing bride. We'd such a good hen. Maybe that my hot take is more about a Liverpool hen, because I've obviously been on hens before, but Liverpool was such good crack.
Yeah, and that hotel looked unreal.
It was the Shankly Hotel. It basically is a hen hotel.
Yeah.
And every place we went to, all there was like hens and stags.
Yeah.
It was
the way
such
it was
crack.
Decorated, like it's actually like we could
it was
used
like the Goss
decorations, yes.
Yeah, we've got similar ones actually. And no, it was really, really fun. But like I actually was out, you know me now, I was out till 1 o'clock in the morning.
There
it's very
go,
late for me now.
Yeah.
But we had such good crack and it was a proper night out. You know me, like I don't really do nights out.
Yeah.
Like as in we were dancing and stuff, like on
oh,
a dance
good.
Floor, which again is
in
really
the
unlike
club,
me.
Like.
It was more like an Irish pub slash club. So it was an Irish pub, but there was like dancing going on in it.
I love how they had a sign that was Tipperary.
Tipperary.
Aoife
is from Tip. And then we went next door. We're like, let's go somewhere else. And it was also an Irish pub. We were like, fuck it, let's go again. So they had like live bands there and stuff. And then we did like a disco brunch. That was really, really good. There was a few Willy Straws, which were hilarious.
Love a Willy Straw.
Yeah. I don't like too much of the Willy stuff on a hen now. Like, you know, some of the games are really, really
I'm
uncomfortable.
I'm saying this now when it comes to when I have a hen... Someday, do not get me a stripper. I don't want that shit.
Does that happen?
Yes.
No.
People
still.
Do that. Yeah. No. And it's like the most uncomfortable thing ever.
I actually don't like the real sexualized hens. The like the dick straws were actually really funny. Like they were cute and they were small. But you know some of the like hen games out there,
they're
really
like
sexual.
Yeah,
I'm like, ugh. That makes me sick. No one likes a willy like that.
No.
Okay. Girls don't like it. But no, there was only just the willy straws. And actually, they didn't even have them. They were in the restaurant we went to. That is how much of a hen city Liverpool is. They were just in the bathroom. It was like, take a willy straw. I was like, okay. But I actually did that video for Aoife. Did you see the reel she put up? I like took all that content. It's so cute.
I must see
it's so cute. Yeah. So yeah, my hot take is hens are actually good crack. When you have a nice bride. And Liverpool is actually a really good city to go out in. So a double whammy hot take there.
My hot take is...
You love a leopard print cap.
I love a leopard print cap.
You love leopard print.
That Luke slagged off earlier on. I like my hat, okay?
Wow.
I feel like leopard print is coming back. That's my
hot
take.
That can be your hot take.
It has come back.
It kind of has been coming back the last year or so.
Yeah.
I have nothing leopard print to my name. I've never worn it. Yeah.
I have been a long-standing lover of leopard
print. You really have.
Like, even when I was in secondary school.
Really? You're wearing leopard print? I wouldn't mind, like, a leopard print shoe now and, like, a black jeans.
I have a leopard print shoe.
Right. We will kick into our main topics today now. First of all, we have to talk about what's going on. The latest... Beckham drama. It's actually making me really sad because Harper's been dragged into this and I'm starting to just get really pissed off at Brooklyn at this point.
He's a little shit,
isn't he?
Like the DoorDash thing is taking it too far.
Did he release DoorDash footage?
What?
What?
No, have you not heard, seen this?
No, I know what the story is.
The ad.
Oh, sorry, sorry. I thought that was Uber Eats. I don't know why that was in my mind.
No, it's for DoorDash. But it's obviously like tongue-in-cheek poking fun at his whole family feud. And it's basically for DoorDash during the World Cup. Obviously, his father is a former
international
footballer.
Famous footballer.
And like in the clip, Brooklyn is like watching the World Cup on the TV. And then he's like, you're probably wondering why I'm watching the FIFA World Cup at home. It's a long story. Like obviously hinting at the whole feud. I just think that's a bit much.
How much
now.
Did he get paid for that? Like,
I would love to know. But like, sources have come out and said that, like, obviously Victoria and David are furious over it, and it was released only a few days after this whole Harper Beckham situation happened. So, she was photographed outside Brooklyn's house the same day as David's
Walk of Fame star
Walk of Fame star reveal. I think he's the first footballer to get that. Yeah.
And the fact that Tom Cruise introduced him is so iconic.
I know.
But yeah, obviously Brooklyn and Nicola live in LA.
Yeah.
So they all flew over for the ceremony, which obviously he dodged.
Mm-hmm.
And then Page Six exclusively got photos of her going to the door trying to basically see if he was there.
Yeah.
What really pisses me off is that his team then came out and basically was like, this is staged.
Yeah.
But like, why? I just, my feeling from the Victoria Beckham and David Beckham camp is they would never use Harper out of any of them.
No.
In that way, first
of all. I don't
think
they would go
but
that
secondly,
low.
But secondly, any newspaper would have thought to put paparazzi outside because if David was in town for the reveal, they probably wanted to get like Brooklyn and Nicola seen grabbing a coffee.
Like, yeah.
That's probably why they were set there.
Yeah.
I do not think in a million years Victoria rang Page Six and were like, hey, my 14-year-old daughter is going to show up here teary-eyed trying to go see her brother. Will you get some snaps of it?
Yeah. Especially on the same day that David was getting his star.
Why would she want to outshine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
It just makes no sense.
But it really reminds me of Harry and Meghan. It's just the level of paranoia Brooklyn has about his family. Like anytime there'd be an article in the press, Harry and Meghan would be like, oh, Prince William's team obviously leaked this. It's like, you fucking have friends leaking things too, lads. And also, you have leaked stuff to the press yourselves.
Yeah.
So stop giving out about it. And like with Brooklyn and Nicola, they have leaked stuff to the press themselves.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like insiders in their camp.
What's very rich is the fact that, remember his statement that he released, like, when was that? Back in January or something. He was like, we just want respect and privacy and blah, blah. And now he's doing an ad for fucking DoorDash.
I know.
Like,
but also to be saying that they were using the Beckham name just for publicity and now he's after doing the exact same
thing. He's literally using their family feud for money.
But it makes me really sad. Like the photos of Harper there, she is literally 14.
Yeah.
And she and Brooklyn were very, very close.
Yeah.
And she spent a lot of time with Brooklyn and Nicola in that house.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the fact he thinks his parents would stoop that low to stage photos of her.
What is going on, though? Like, is he just completely brainwashed by her family? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Whipped by her. I just feel like we've seen this play out a few times before where men pull away from their families when they meet someone that the family doesn't really get on with. So obviously that's tricky. And I know obviously that whole Ramsay feud, there's like stuff there as well. So I don't know. I don't know. But it just makes me sad how bad it's gone now. It really reminds me of Harry, like Prince Harry, because it's really like unfixable at this point.
Yeah. It kind of reminds, like, it's such a thing, isn't it? Like, remember John Lennon, that whole Yoko Ono thing, and like people accused her of like
stealing him away.
Yeah. It's
like I don't like any of those rhetorics. I think they're bullshit.
But
I also don't like someone like outing their own family in public and like airing dirty laundry. And I do think whatever people think about Victoria and David Beckham, they have worked they have worked extremely hard to get to where they are. And Brooklyn has the most fucking privileged life because of them. So I'm a bit like, get over yourself.
But I'm also like, are we not getting the full story or something? Because it just seems so intense.
But I think that for all the accusations that the Beckhams have been leaking things, I actually don't think they really have, because there's no specific explanation as to why they don't like Nicola or what happened. There's obviously the story about the dress, but the only story we've been given is that Victoria did an inappropriate dance with Brooklyn at the wedding and that she wanted them to pose for the odd photo. Is that enough of a reason to disown your whole family?
I don't
know. So obviously something more happened. But obviously, yeah, if it was something that happened to Brooklyn, I'm pretty sure he would have added it to the statement.
People have said, like, long and ever ago that it was kind of like a clash of clans type thing between the Beckhams and like the
British royalty and American
versus
royalty.
Versus American royalty, yeah, because they are, like, wealthy, wealthy.
But to literally lose your son in the mix of all this.
I know.
He's missed, like, such big things now, like the 50th, 1200 birthdays that David had. But, yeah, like, the unveiling of the Walk of Fame. Like,
that's
I also
such a huge
feel
thing to miss.
That David and Victoria have probably been inviting him to all of them still. I just feel like they wouldn't be like giving up hope on him. I don't think they'd be, yeah, like ignoring him.
But like, it's obviously gone past such a point of beyond. Like, sure, remember he sent a legal letter when she liked that fucking roast chicken video?
No, it's so sad.
Like, it was kind of curtains then, you know?
Yeah. I do just feel really sorry for Harper. Those photos broke my heart. Yeah. Like she's so young, and like the fact she was really close with Nicola as well,
yeah,
and spent like the holidays with them and stuff like that. Like, she spent a lot of time there, so
it's
it just makes
odd.
Me sad.
Yeah, it really is does. Sad.
But I thought, I don't know, did you watch the unveiling? But it was very funny. Victoria did a little intro.
Her speech
to him,
was funny.
So she was like, yeah, "This is normally given to people that are part of iconic historical projects." And she was like, "So I thought I was here for Spice World." I love that.
Iconic movie, though.
Iconic movie.
Do you remember at the end of Spice World? I fully like thought that they could see me.
When they go,
when they're like,
the
"Oh
camera,
my god, I see that girl in the
you're
dress."
Probably like not.
I was
right?
Fully like, oh my god, they can
what
see
age
me.
What age though? You probably were like 9.
Yeah, I think I was like 7
I
or
was
something.
Like, you were 7, so I was like 12, 11 and a half.
But I was fully like, oh my god, there's a camera on
I
my TV, they can
movie
see me
so much. But yeah, like, I don't think they're innocent, and I don't think they don't love the press and the media and all that stuff. But it's just for that to be the reason to disown your whole family.
Yeah, I think they would draw the line at using Harper as bait. Like,
no,
please.
I really think that. Yeah. And even if Brooklyn believed that,
the fact that they said it,
the fact
in
they
a
said
statement,
it,
like,
if he was like genuinely a really caring, loving older brother, you'd probably be like, oh, fucking mom and dad set that up, but I'm not going to comment because I don't want to put Harper, yeah, in the middle of this. But he's basically accusing Harper of staging the photos too.
I wonder how much money he got for the DoorDash thing.
Does he even need any money?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's living off the Wendy's money now.
Yeah.
With the Nicholas family.
Yeah, and he also has money from his parents. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he has a bit of a trust.
If I was them, I would have cut him off a long time ago.
Well, it's only up until like 18, isn't it, that you get it? Or you say at 18 you get some sort of trust. I'm sure they've given him some bit of money, though. He's literally traveled the whole world.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have met Nicola.
I highly doubt his hot sauce brand is making bank. Like,
does he have a hot
yeah,
sauce?
Yeah, it's brand? Called like Cloud or
oh,
something.
Oh, Christ. Do you know what I mean? Like, privileged to a fucking tea.
I know.
I can't even watch his cooking videos. Like, literally, like, a transition year student in home ec could probably do a better job.
There was one video where he called Rocket arugula. And people were like, don't forget where you came from, Brooklyn.
Wow.
It's Rocket. Not wow. arugula.
This is like the microwave, you know, Nigella Lawson's clip. Put in the microwave. Before we go then as well, Lee Andrews, what's the latest? Like,
he's out of jail.
I fucking knew he was going to come out with some video and claim something really big had happened. So what's he claiming? We've obviously been told he was in jail.
He's claiming that he was detained for, what is it? He was detained...
on fraud?
No, he is denying that. So
no,
initially, when the reports came out that he was in a Dubai prison, people were saying it was related to a private civil matter because his ex
is accusing him of fraud.
Had accused him of fraud. His former partner, Dina Taji, she claimed that he took out a £200,000 mortgage in
and
her name without her knowledge.
Signature.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
He has said it's nothing to do with that. It's not to do with fraud.
Sure.
He said he was arrested on suspicion of espionage. So for people that don't know, it's spying. I literally said that on a recent podcast. I was like, I guarantee he's going to claim that he was arrested because they think he's a spy.
Oh. Like, but Katie herself came out, or it was a source, I can't remember, saying that she had to pay like $50,000 to get him out of jail on fraud charges, that it was fraud
I
as well.
I don't know. But one thing that people are kind of noticing from the video is his hairline is very different.
Like thicker.
It looks like he's literally had a hair transplant. I'm
oh
like, was he in Turkey this whole time?
Oh, God. No, I don't, he's not allowed to leave the country. He obviously
know.
Got it done over there. Well, you know, he
can
got,
you get a hair transplant in a Dubai prison? Sounds pretty lavish.
Well, I'd say he's been back out of prison a while, so I don't know.
I don't know. It's like I saw the Mail actually posted something about it, and they were like, it looks like he's AI generated his hairline.
Maybe he did.
Maybe he did.
Oh my know. God, I actually just can't.
Do you know what?
This.
I'm actually sick of him. Like, no, oh. Like, look at it.
That does it, look AI.
If you look at an older picture of him, like only from like a few weeks ago, his hairline is completely different.
No.
Yeah.
Well, if he did get a transplant, it wouldn't have grown in this time. It's not possible. Yeah. So that's AI.
But I'm kind of getting sick of this whole thing now. Like, initially, it was kind of a bit funny and people being like, oh, where's Katie Price's husband, blah, blah. Now I'm like, ah, oh, fuck off. Like, yeah, you're actually annoying me now. Yeah. You're obviously just a con man. Yeah. Like, stop. You're lying about your hairline. You're lying about your finances.
You're lying about whether you're in prison if you've been kidnapped.
Yeah. You're not a spy.
Yeah, I get you. It's not entertaining anymore.
No,
at the start, it was kind of like, oh, this is hilarious. And it's like, you're.
And I feel bad for Katie as well. Like, I know she kind of plays up to it and it's all entertaining. And she literally traveled over to Dubai with the videographer to follow her doing all this stuff.
Did she post that?
Yes.
Oh, I need to watch it.
So, you know, like, I do think she kind of leans into it. But I do think that, like, he's obviously.
Is the wedding legal? Do we know for
yeah.
sure?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're Christ. Fully married. Like.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Sorry, speaking of couples, did you see the photos of Pete Wicks and Olivia Attwood on holidays? So
when?
Loved
From
up.
Recently?
The other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
loved up.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're fully together.
No, I know they're together, but it's mad seeing, like, kind of, you know, unbeknownst to them photos where they're actually like, they seem madly
she loved. Actually did on her podcast, she had Anna Williamson on, who's from Celebs Go Dating, and Pete Wicks has been on that show three times.
Yeah,
and they like started talking about Pete, and Anna was like, oh, how are you getting on with Pete and his avoidant attachment style?
Ali Ryan was brought in.
Yeah,
I'm the specialist.
And Olivia was like, he's actually like a lot different than what you'd think. And she was like, I was even kind of surprised.
She's like, I was his therapist for 3 years old.
Yeah.
But avoidant people can change. It's just you need
extremely
the right person.
Difficult.
But see, there could have been a whole thing with them where maybe he was like in love with her for like 4 years. So like when he did get her, because avoidants do love get your notebooks out, girls. The avoidants do love, like,
it's time for Ali's TED talk.
I could do a 7-hour talk on this. But they do love. They're more into like the idea of things, and they build things up in their mind. So normally, like, easily accessible women or men, if it's a female avoidant, it's kind of too much for them. But someone who's really hard to get, and like they build it up and build it up, sometimes then when they do end up with them, they like fight to keep them and they try to change. But it's
how are
Pete.
You meant to know the bloody difference though?
You have to be unavailable for about 3 years.
Wow.
Well, at least,
it's that simple, it's that ladies.
Just 3 years, pretend you're not into them. But she obviously was married, so. Or not married, I don't know. But if I was Brad now, I'd be a bit like, I know he did the dog and was bad to her, but I would be a bit like, wait a second, you guys were mates for years.
I don't think he has a leg to stand on, to be
fair.
No,
but I'm just saying, you would be a bit like, all right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And obviously, Pete has been with like other people as well.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to last?
I don't know.
Could be engaged. Cause given she doesn't have a divorce to go through.
I don't know.
And then final couple news before we end today. Obviously, Love Island, what's happening on it? Fitzy still with Lola.
Fitzy is still with Lola. They're about to put in 4 new bombshells. None of them are Charlene Murphy, so I don't give a shit about any of them. But
the producers are actually just pissing people off at this point.
I know.
But I would say there's no one in there for her, so maybe one of the bombshells is being planted so that Charlene can get with one of them.
Yeah.
Because they do, in fairness, almost like a dating agency, like they do match people up.
Yeah, like they don't just throw people in randomly.
No. So maybe there's just no one in there for Charlene yet.
Yeah, and we were actually talking to Jack Keating about it last night, because he's obviously been on Love Island twice. Yeah. And the first time he went on, he was put in Casa Amor, and that was a disaster. He was on the show for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And we were saying last night, like, maybe they posed Charlene to go on as a Casa Amor bombshell. It's just like,
and he was like, take it from me. Don't do Casa. But then he did get to go back, to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have got him on camera talking about that.
We should have. But I'd say, like, him obviously being Ronan Keating's son stood to him to get back on All Stars, because he was on the first series,
and it was
like,
the
for 2 seconds.
And the life is a roller coaster, Jack.
That was good.
Quote, like, that whole thing does really, really well.
Yeah.
Are you liking the season?
Yes.
Is it kicking off? Like,
it is good. I love
Jasmine.
I think she's
also gorgeous.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. But like, I have a feeling, because she was initially with Lorenzo and then they kind of like ended things, but they're very much still, like, they have a connection.
Is it like
still
Harry and Shakira?
I feel like they're going to end up back together.
Oh,
by the end of
the season.
And like
win the season, yeah, then together.
Yeah.
I think Fitzy's
gonna get to
the final.
I think Fitzy will probably get to the final and could
win.
Who
would have thought, like, honestly, like, between the 12,000 exes that came out to say they'd been with him, that he'd be the one to go, like, official early on.
Yeah.
And stay with the same girl. And a primary school teacher and a detective, no doubt.
I know. And, like, it's funny, his sister actually came out earlier this week, Fitzy's sister, and she was kind of like, you know, he's not a dog that has this string of exes. Like, a lot of the girls that were coming out had only been, like, on one or two.
I know, they were just
him,
looking,
like,
for clout a little bit, I think.
Yeah, and like, especially when you're single and you're on the dating apps, like, you do go on loads of dates.
Yeah.
Like, that's hardly a fucking crime.
Yeah, 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 know? Exactly. Sure, anyone who's has been single the last, like, 5 years,
yeah,
in Dublin has probably been on,
so,
like,
I think there
dates.
Was kind of, like, a little bit of a narrative that maybe he was a bit of a player, but I don't think that's the case.
It would be fab,
like,
if he won Love Island.
I know, it would be great.
And Charlene, yeah, was in there and was also on the top.
He does actually seem like a genuinely
nice
guy as,
okay,
well. Good old primary school teacher from Galway.
The fact I haven't watched a single episode.
You need to catch up.
I need to catch up tonight, I think. Well, I've been so fucking busy.
I know,
busy.
Yeah.
I've just been away constantly. So yeah, I need to try and, like, hunker down. This is kind of when it gets really good anyway, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like week 3.
They don't have ITV2 in Monaco, no?
No, not in Monaco, no. And sure, that you can't even watch ITV when you're away. Sometimes it works on the app.
It does,
but sometimes,
yeah,
it doesn't. But no, we still don't know how you say the Monacans, the Monacians.
Monaskin.
They don't watch Love Island, don't they?
No.
Anyway, we'll leave it there with you guys today and we will be back next week. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.